If you have limited space in your garden, you're probably wondering, what can I grow to bring down the grocery bill? Because the rest of it doesn't matter when that is the focus. So today's video, I'm gonna give you a handful of crops that absolutely will reduce your grocery bill by a lot. And that is coming from someone who has gardened for the sake of feeding myself for several years now, and I've made a lot of mistakes. I am going to be brutally literal with this video because variety, shockingly enough, makes a big difference when it comes to utilizing plants for subsistence, reducing the grocery bill, feeding your family. The rest of it is just for fun, but this one I'm going to be very specific in. So let's get the obvious one out of the way, and that is tomatoes. So tomatoes can be used for fresh eats during the season, and then they can be frozen and canned later. They can be canned whole for things like stew. They can be changed into spaghetti and pasta sauce. I think you guys kind of get the idea. Now, when a jar of pasta sauce is like $10, you can see how quickly that can add up and how tomatoes can make a big difference. Now, what I would encourage you to do is to go for something that has volume. So we're talking your classic Romas for the most part. You could do brandy wines. Just keep in mind, the bigger the tomato, when you start getting to the slicer tomatoes, while the tomato looks larger, there is a lot more goo inside and less flesh. Whereas Romas, for example, have more flesh and less juice. So you end up with more product that's not as watery. You can always add more water when you go to can or when you actually utilize it for cooking. You don't want it when you're canning because that means you have to buy more jars or you have to boil it for longer. No one likes that. So go for the classic Roma. And if you go for Romas, this is a major tip. Do not, I repeat, do not trim it. Do not remove the suckers. The only leaves you're going to remove are the leaves that are close to the ground that you're worried about disease on. That is it. That is all. Do not touch that plant, seriously. You will reduce your yields big time. The other hack is, if you're in a cool climate, actually planting the root ball level with the soil surface rather than sinking it into the ground, because tomato roots like to be warm, and in colder climates, the farther you get into the soil profile, the cooler it becomes, and that actually reduces your plant's yields as well. The other thing when it comes to Romas and just tomatoes in general, don't do crazy things. Don't be putting dead fish at the bottom. Don't be putting entire eggs at the bottom of the hole. Just don't do any of that. It doesn't pay off at all. All you wanna do is use a CalMag in a bloom formula, preferably liquid over granular. And if you have to go the granular route, make sure you put the nutrients outside of the hole, but level with the root. So you have your plant hole, then you're gonna have 2-3 inches, and the second hole where you're actually going to put the granular fertilizer in, because we want the roots to dig. And the reason we want them to dig is because it's going to make that plant a lot more stable for mechanical manipulation, whether it's kids or animals or wind. And it's also going to help us get through droughts in August when things are really hot, things are drying out very quickly. A larger root system obviously is going to play in our favor. Okay, next up is beans. So I'm going to be oddly specific with the beans, and I'm going to say bush beans only. Pole beans are beautiful and they are very decorative. They cover up a lot of landscape. They can be great for privacy screens. I just don't find they yield as well. And bush beans, if you continually harvest from these plants, you can get 2, if not 3 harvests. You don't need poles or trellis. They literally just grow into like a little bush. You can also get a variety of different colors, because food fatigue color-wise is a very real thing when you are trying to eat garden food throughout the winter. So don't just get greens, get purples, get whites, get yellows, you name it. Just any sort of bush bean can make a big difference. Now here's the thing. If you go this route, you very likely are going to freeze them. You could can them, pressure cook them, can them. That's totally cool. You can also pickle them, but if you want to freeze them, which to me is the most convenient method, there's a couple things you want to keep in mind. Number one is you want to harvest them before the beans inside become bean-like. So you want them pretty non-existent because it makes for a bean that's less woody tasting, I guess, and more delicious. The other thing you want to do is snap off the ends of the beans before you actually put them in the freezer and or snap them in half along with the ends being removed to make them a little bit easier to package up. Now, the last tip, and this is a tip that you can absolutely in no capacity skip, is parboiling them before freezing. If you do not parboil them before you freeze them, they'll become incredibly chewy and gross when it comes time to using these things. So definitely parboil. The third one is obvious, I think, and that is herbs. So herbs can obviously be used fresh. They can also be used dried. I wouldn't go for anything too exotic. If this is your first round at herbs, I would go for the basics, and I would even cut it down even more to going for just like basils and sages. Anything that doesn't have a woody stem.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
I personally, when I was dealing with like rosemary and thyme, those are wonderful, wonderful plants. I just, to dry them, I'm way too busy to sit there and like remove all the leaves from the wood stems. And it's a lot of work to process things with woody stems, whereas basil and sage and, you know, mint, spearmint, all these ones that just have leaves, it's very easy just to rip the leaves off and be done with it. For processing purposes, I do think you should start there before you go for woodier stemmed varieties. Not to mention, if you're starting some of these from seed, rosemary, lavender, they're difficult. They're not an easy crop to start. Okay, next one is going to be berries. Now here's the thing. When I say this, I mean very specific berries. I am talking go for varieties that are native to your area and or were bred by your local university horticulture department for your climate, because anything outside of that is not going to perform and it's just going to waste space. So this means for Saskatchewan, where I am, Hasscaps are a great choice. They produce a ton of berries. Strawberries, depending on what you go with, particularly ones just from the store, not so great. Raspberries, wonderful, produce a ton of berries. Blueberries, they're native, but they're difficult to harvest and they're not high yielding. So do your research and make sure you get something that performs well in your climate. And before you spend a ton of money on berry bushes, just get one or two of them, see how they perform. If they perform well, then go get more the next year. But don't just go all in on one specific variety right off the hop, because you have no idea how it's going to perform in your space. This next one I wish I had access to or had the ability to grow, and that is apples. Apples store for months and months and months when stored properly. They can obviously be canned, they can be frozen, they can be eaten fresh. They're really healthy for you. They can actually be used to make jellies and jams because they're very high in pectin. It's a universal fruit. Now, what I will say is, again, you want to go for something that is local and high performing in your environment. Don't go for something crazy that you've never seen grown in someone else's backyard, because those will yield lower. And if you're going max amount of fruits, that is what you want to go with. I will say you want to make sure you keep the apple tree at a height that is easy to access, because apple trees will continue to grow up and out, and over time it can become difficult to actually harvest from this tree. Just make sure you're trimming it. If you ever look at an orchard, if you ever drive through the Okanagan, you would notice that the trees aren't 20 feet in the air. They're literally 5-6 feet max. And that is because harvesting is much easier on a shorter tree. And the other thing is too, is sometimes depending on the variety, you can get more bang for your buck per se when you have a smaller tree. This one might be oddly specific to just me. And I don't know, maybe it's just specific to people in Saskatchewan, to be honest. I don't know how much of the rest of the world actually eats cabbage rolls, but Saskatchewan, it is like a staple food, I guess you could say. Very commonly eaten. I'm not Ukrainian in any capacity, but they're delicious. Germans actually also eat cabbage rolls. There's just a slight difference. My grandma is German, and it was their hamburger rice is the German version, and they're a lot bigger, and the Ukrainian one is like tinier rice ones. I like both. I'm not biased, but you need a very specific cabbage for these, and they need to be large leafed cabbage. So Copenhagen cabbage is the popular one to go with. And to be honest, to purchase that from the Hutterites or at a farmer's market is expensive. They're not cheap to purchase, which is why I do grow my own Copenhagen cabbage. And depending on the volume of cabbage rolls you choose to eat, you need a lot of them. Next up is going to be lettuce and or sprouts. So lettuce is expensive. And in Canada, a lot of our lettuce comes from California and not locally. And then you combine that with the fact that for whatever reason, by the time we get the lettuce, it's like most of it's gone. I don't know how to explain it. It's like if you get romaine, for example, a lot of the outside leaves are removed and you kind of just get like the inside. It's weird. And so to avoid that, growing your own lettuce is incredibly important. Now, if you're doing head lettuce, so romaines, butter crunch, you want to make sure that you start those earlier, probably around similar time to when you would start your tomatoes. You don't care about that. You just want to go for a loose leaf lettuce. You can direct sow those, no issue. They don't freeze or store well, which is why I coupled it with sprouts. Sprouts are actually very tasty, and you can use them on sandwiches, you can use them with eggs, and you can get like different flavors, I guess you could say. So you can get a radish for something spicier to be used on a sandwich. To be honest, those ones I use for like breakfast. And then you can get something more neutral that tastes a lot like salad. These are arguably more nutritious than just a regular leafy green, and they are very easy to do in the winter, and they cost next to nothing. Now, if you're interested in any of those plants or you're questioning whether or not to get them, I will leave a link down below to West Coast Seeds, which is an affiliate link that helps support the channel. And if you want to know what needs to be started here and now in February, you're going to want to check out this video.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.